Radio 2000. You've heard the story, yes. Nelson Mandela's grandson and President Jacob Zuma's nephew. These two guys started a company, Aurora Empowerment Systems. They've been written apart and taken over the world. And, you know, I'm imagining they're probably traveling with the president all the time, making all kinds of deals. When they head to Equatorial Guinea, probably there, Angola, they probably went there. And the UK recently, probably that they're making all kinds of deals. But this one doesn't seem to be working out really well. Yes, a man they've acquired seemed to be kind of falling apart. Zondo Mandela and Kulubuse Zuma, yes. Aurora Empowerment Systems. On the line here to help us here navigate this whole thing, Martin Creamer, publisher of Mining Weekly. Good morning, Martin. Thank you for making time.
Okay, Justice.
The acquisition of this mine, was it a big mistake?
This particular mine and the mines that they have acquired are very difficult mines. These are old ladies that, you know, to resuscitate them, you need to get the people in who really are familiar with them. And they brought in a new team here. And the biggest problem is that they're undercapitalized. You need a lot of capital if you want to resuscitate these mines. And one of the things that they said is that they would take over all the staff. There would be no retrenchments. Now, that was also a big ask. And perhaps with the benefit of hindsight, you know, they should have dealt with it differently. But people always want to avoid retrenchment costs, you know, so they will say that they will take all the staff on. But then you need a very good mining plan to keep things going. And we see that at Grootvlei and also at Orkney, there have been problems. Whereas with the other mine that was in the same liquidation group, that's the President's Stain in Free State, that is going very well, and it's being managed by Harmony Gold, you see. So you need a big major with a lot of capital to pump in to actually get these things going. It's not a project for the faint-hearted.
So could we say that they were not that experienced in how they handled this deal?
Yeah, well, you know, Zondo Mandela, I think, is in his mid-20s. He was relying on very big backing from Malaysia. It was supposed to come in from AM Equity. And one of the steps was that they would prepare the suite of assets at a time when gold was the flavor of the month and put it onto the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. Now, you know, the Johannesburg Stock Exchange has got very strict rules. Before you can get on there, you have to have all your ducks in a row. You have to have a very good business plan. And at the same time, we had a strengthening rand, which actually took some of the gilt off the gold from a rand per kilogram point of view. And because that there was such a lot of expected inflation in the world, people thought the gold price was going to soar well beyond what it has actually done.
It looks like it's getting untidy. I mean, they've got an agreement, as you said, not to retrench and things like that. Now it looks like they want to retrench 60% of the workers.
Yeah, they've used the word temporarily. You know, that's in quotes. But that's also hard on the workers, because it's actually probably better to have a severance package and to know where you are. And then if the mine starts again, to be re-employed, you know, as happened in President Stain in the Free State, far more clean cut.
Is it doable? Can they restart? Can they retrench and restart properly?
You look, it's not a dripping roast. You've got extremely sensitive problems, particularly with Grootvlei mine out at Springs. It's got a terrible water problem, and there's a danger of those pumps actually being flooded. If those pumps are flooded, it's a disaster for the area. And if that acid mine drainage water, you know, decants onto surface, as it has been doing untreated, it just turns the Blessbok spray orange. And the reason for that is that there's so much iron in the water that it actually will turn that Blessbok Sprite into a desert.
Now, Aurora Empowerment Systems, what impact is this going to have on their business? Is it with their biggest deal so far? Could it just lead to the unraveling of their business, this young man?
You know, we've seen this happen before when Pamonte Golden tried to take these assets and turn them to positive account. They also realized that you've got to plow a lot of capital into this, and they ran into a problem and were eventually liquidated. Now we have the same trend happening with Aurora Empowerment Systems. Undercapitalized, people having to rush to banks in Europe to try and raise funds. We've seen it all before, and it's failed before. Perhaps they can make this one succeed, but the trend line looks downward.
We'll leave it there. Thank you for your insights, Martin Creamer, publisher of Mining Weekly, www.mineweekly.com. Yeah.
Well, it's a lesson right there, boys. You live, you learn, you move on.